Michael Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about the periodic table and my attempt to recall it. Last time I began to go into the periodic table, but unfortunately I got sidetracked analysing or talking through an analysis of rather, it wasn't personally harrowing, I didn't find it exhausting, I found it typically dissipating, I think it might be the word that I really want to say, that there is documents or actions out there which are dissipative, and so I found reading this particular document a bit dissipative. It sort of opened up more questions than it solved. But, you know, that's good. Sometimes you need things to open up questions, so I don't think it's necessarily bad. But overall, you want to wrap up a reasonable amount of important questions with answers, and start answering in the direction that you want to go. In general, life presents many more questions than you could possibly answer. So in this case, I suppose this, again, this government document, you want government documents overall to start providing a few more answers than anything else. Okay, the periodic table. Now what happened there is that, I was going to recite the periodic table. I just paused it, and of course, with a dictaphone, I bounced. So I overhit the record button twice, and then if you do that, it starts off on a new podcast, and I haven't really got to the stage of concatenating. Oh, I used to, when I had a much shorter read time, I'd have 5 minutes, I'd have to concatenate a 5 and a 10 and a 15 and a 5 minute to get an overall podcast. Would have sounded absolutely crap at the end of it. So I've just dropped that as a technology that I'm pursuing. I've got it in there. Yeah, it's just an archaic, like a Vestal organ, in there. There's little bits to go ahead, and so now this is a new podcast. So without further ado, the periodic table. Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, argon, potassium, calcium, scandium, titanium, vanadium, chromium, manganese, iron, chrome. Oh, no, not, so I say iron, yeah, got me there. And there's 4, I know, it's copper, zinc. Oh, you know, it has to be. Oh, yeah, bloody hell. You know how I did that one? I just said, the even ones are more common. Nickel is common, so there must be one between nickel and iron. They're both common. And so it's iron, cobalt, nickel. Yeah, that's right, nickel. Copper, zinc, gallium, germanium, arsenic, selenium, bromine, krypton, come across again, gosh, you know, one little thing really puts you off, krypton, rubidium, strontium, yttrium, zirconium, and niobium, Molybdenum, technetium, ruthenium, rubidium, palladium, silver, cadmium. So it would have been, I have I said copper, copper zinc, cadmium, indium. Did I say germanium before? I hope I said gallium germanium. So it's indium, tin, antimony, tellurium, iodine, xenon. Coming back over here at the other side is cesium, beryllium, and now we've got the lanthanides, which is lanthium, cerium, praseodymium, neodymium, promethium, samarium, europium, gadolinium, no, terbium. Now, there's seven. Here I'm halfway through the 14. I've done two, I've got five more to go in that one. And the last one's, I believe, holmium, ytterbium. The last two, there's erbium. I'm doing it out of order. I've got the order mixed up. There's thulmium, and there's, besides thulmium, I've done erbium, dysprosium, and I've got holmium in there. So I've got those seven that are all a bit mucked up there. So I know about that. Then, thallium, lead, bismuth, astatine, radon, francium, radium, and then the actinide series. There's not many to go. Hooray, I'm getting there. Now, it just means I have to really, I'm nearly halfway through there. Then it's, actinium, thorium, proactinium, uranium, neptunium, plutonium, americium, curium, probably fermium, berkelium, I think that's about it. And then there's other man-made, sort of like, non-neutron capture elements. After there, there's sort of like the weirder elements. Oh, there's einsteinium, also a neutron capture element. And then you get the whole elements after that. Then, for the piece of resistance, non-elements or fake elements, nebulum, which is actually oxygen, metastable oxygen in clouds, and vibranium, which is a element of the Black Panther. So that's going across on it. And so this is the final final shake-up. This is, it looks like scaffolding, to sort of remember to learn little strips downwards, the various groups, like the carbon group. Oh, let's basically do the carbon group. Carbon, silicon, germanium, tin, lead. That's it. The nitrogens, which is, that's what with a P. Nitrogen, phosphorus, arsenic, antimony, bismuth. There you go. Well, bismuth, what a favourite element. Then, the oxygen group, it's oxygen, sulfur, selenium, tellurium, polonium. What, you know what? I think I left out polonium. going through. So you just going through those, going across there. So it's the those down things which helps you remember it as you're going across. So if you sort of kept in mind the last period that you did, and also the things sort of almost that you build and then you take away. So it used to be, oh good God, there's so many R elements. There's rubidium, ruthenium, I don't think I mentioned rhenium. As you're going here, so you can see how there's rhenium. I'm pretty sure I left out rhenium, guys. Going through, so it's an imperfection. Rhodium, I really can't remember if I did rhodium, palladium. I can't remember saying those ones across it. Rhodium, radon and radium, all the ones. There's obviously thorium, thulmium, tellurium, all those T ones. They're the ones that go across. Now it's those, it's hard to say. I can sort of see it as memorizing different things, and you go back. At least I'm remembering forgetting going across. I could go over it again, but I think why not just do it one more time? Okay, this is going to be a double billing to see if I improve. So, it's all the different methods of remembering it, just been pushed on top. Why am I doing an effort here? Why not? I don't know. Yeah, it's sort of bit of a blank slate, brain rebuild, and look, I didn't have no particular order, though. Built the brain first, you know, brain Peter. I had Peter 1.0. This is Peter 2.0, and it's sort of, it's like an iPhone upgrade. A lot of the things, the really useful apps that everyone used to use, that's been lost. And I've got these more slightly slicker apps here, but let's go. Hydrogen, helium, lithium, beryllium, boron, carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, fluorine, neon, sodium, magnesium, aluminium, silicon, phosphorus, sulfur, chlorine, okay, mate. Oh, argon. Okay. Potassium, calcium, which is the first 20. Then you go to scandium, titanium, vanadium, chromium, manganese, iron, cobalt, nickel, copper, zinc, gallium, germanium, arsenic, silurium, iodine, krypton, rubidium, strontium, yttrium, zirconium. I'm pretty sure I didn't say zirconium last time through. Zirconium, niobium, molybdenum, technetium, ruthenium, rubidium, palladium, silver, cadmium, indium, tin, antimony, tellurium, iodine, krypton, cesium, barium, okay, lanthanum, cerium, praseodymium, neodymium, promethium, samarium, europium, gondolin, GL, whatever it is, terbium, gosh, this is where it's all, this is the boondocks of the Lanthanides. So it's tellurium. Oh, I'm just going to put erbium there. So let's see, I've got 7 to go. Erbium, dries, something rather. Dysprosium. Who's ever heard of that element? It's the most useless element ever. Holmium, thulmium, yttrium, rather than, ytterbium. Ytterbium, how do you about that? Erbium, ytterbium. Okay. I really believe it. I did really horrible. Luthenium. Was it, it's the element, my absolutely favourite element, LU. Lutetium. It is lutetium. Good God. Lutetium. Hafnium. Tantalum. I'm sure I didn't say this. Tungsten. Rhenium. Under iron is osmium, iridium. I'm sure I didn't have that. You poor bastard. Iridium, platinum, iridium, platinum, gold, silver, mercury. I'm pretty sure I didn't say any of that. Thulmium, lead, bismuth, polonium, actinium. You can see the memory is now coming back in a little bit better. I'm glad I did this the second time around. Radon, francium radon, actinium, thorium, proactinium, uranium, neptunium, plutonium, americium, curium. I have a big guessing here. I think could be californium. Yeah, californium. Gofermium, einsteinium. Then after that, it was a real trail off. So look, there you go. It's sort of like meta memory. I sort of did it. With the just on my mind what I did do and big gaps in it, and then remembered the way I remembered it, and then going over I did those structs across it, like the R's and various limits as I go down, and remember that I forget things, and then second attempt. I wasn't going to do a third attempt at it as I get across. And so there you go. What a big struggle. And this often happens. Like you do have, look, I probably would have savant moments where I just get the answer without thinking. Say about 0.5% of the time. The other percent, sort of like the 5% that people think are there, are just basically they haven't read the papers. They haven't sat down and read papers or books on things. So you seem to know something. I think you're super smart, but you've just read things. Or, as you've seen, it's taken me weeks to just learn this periodic table. And I don't know why I've done it, but it's really good growing the memory type of stuff. I'm breathing because I'm going up a hill here. I just gotta keep on pushing myself. As the personal trainer says, that if you're not, you've got your heart rate up and not breathing, you're not getting across there. And there's, you can hear a freight train actually going through. It's one of these massive coal trains. And of course, you can believe it, the coal industry is doing tear-jerking exercises, saying that Japan's burning coal, why aren't you? Yeah, we're exporting coal to Japan, why can't we burn it in Australia, sort of. And no one will touch it in terms of investing it or anything like that. So it's really, we've got peak sugar. I think we've hit peak coal. G'day. Yeah, so there you have it. There's the inside. How do I get on top of government papers? Spend 4 hours reading through it, line by line, slowly getting across, doing a bit of cross-checking. So it's all like, I don't know, people look at the job, look at how they're briefed, spend, no minutes recording things, and then they get very upset that you tend to know things, but you've just put in the hours of work. So isn't that a tremendous demonstration, that periodic table? And this is the entire thing, I suppose, it's with sport or anything, is to have a go, extend yourself, and when you are in training, you just go miles short, and there's sort of the difference is the person, like two people can go miles short, it's something about the other person, you know, the person who just keeps on going and going at it. And the only difference is this case, because I'm sort of doing dual training. One is, three levels of training. One is the periodic table. One is the podcasting ability to be able to speak coherently across, and I'm not there yet. I have to deal. So it's, you got distractions in the classroom, and also sort of one eye on people trying to trip you up. So there's no way that I'm up there yet, but I'll get there. And of course, the idea of, oh, how dare you train and practice to overcome an obstacle? That's what we're all about. Yes. It might be, you may want people to fail, but, ultimately, it's about coming off. So this, going back, there's three levels. There's the actual information. There's the delivery of information. And also there's the, ability to get information and put it out there. On a podcast and get that technology up. And that again takes so many layers, like planning, just in general, just not even conscious thought, just putting things together. So in future, big block A links to blink block B of the two different software modules you make work together, and then those modules sit in another module and that works together. Just calm, rather than staying up all night or doing it all at once, doing one step at a time, just having this little boomerang thought to do it, and then coming over and having different error trapping strategy. So initial error trapping strategy, then basically a health check, and then slowly tracking down the things, like rather than having a menu where you have to click on it and the menu drops down, you click a thing, having a menu already down there, so your mouse goes to the command and clicks, and what I'll do is when I'll get back, it's just a single command of I don't know. I just want to really think about what I should do. Yeah, no, I have to, obviously a double click, you have to put a time a time in it, and so I'll just put a I think it's 300 millisecond wait. This is one tiny little piece of code I'll put in there, and that will solve it up. And it's amazing how those little pieces come along. And I don't know. Again, also this is getting up to the software, realizing that ultimately the future, although the popular future that everyone understands is getting the feed burners and getting to go out through feeds, ultimately the future is in apps. And so each time I'll just put the bit of app code up there for you to look at and where to go, and we'll take it from there. So that's a long range future. So that's really a fourth level of moving forward. So just recap those four levels, and I'm only doing this just to test my memory. And as I'm going across, good God, these people are working at night. What the heck are they doing? It's the railways. A bit strange. Okay, so those four levels are the actual base knowledge, the actual psychomotor memory knowledge. The third level is the software to deliver, and the fourth level is sort of the higher strategic level of moving. Moving everybody on to the software, which is indeed something to celebrate and enjoy. Well, it's giving me pleasure seeing that software, because it's sort of being able to look at the symmetries and order of what you're doing to go across, and get to move across. It's sort of like, you can say it's a very minimal advance. It's just a flexible tree diagram, a flexible expanding menu. But for me, there's a little bit more to it. The idea that the condensed nature of the menu means that you have to use the cognitive load of people to actually put letters and code. So you can actually scan down, say, five episodes of, say, this document I read. This is a government document, five episodes. MP3, or five episodes, the fourth episode, quiz. I don't know why you wanted quiz myself. That's a simple joy. I think there's a sort of a joy, self-satisfaction it must have been when you the first person did the hypertext and say, that's going to go somewhere. The URL, the uniform resource locator, that's going to go somewhere. So similarly here, the corrugated number sitting out as the header in front of the data group, that's just sort of got this beautiful elegance. That's going to go somewhere. And so I'm having that creator's satisfaction. I hope that you can enjoy it as well. So if you click around, I've got it. So it's just got, it should in browsers have the exposed corrugated number up the top. Theoretically, if it's in the US and the Silicon Valley, make millions and millions of dollars. Here in Australia, nah, mate, it's useless, it'll never work. And of course, what do you do? One of the interesting things is that people, when they are negative, they do the worst thing, is that they can only spend, they're pretty lazy when they're negative, so they don't bother for you to reply. So if you can reply, if you were about to reply, but no, it can actually work. You listen, the negative will walk out of the room. Now, of course, negative walk out of the room, it just gives you time to work on it, or you doodle and you say, oh, I think it's the way to go. So really, that's almost the sixth level of meta strategy. And that is the strategy of getting out there, due to these new digital forms, which I think will work. And you really have not, you have not seen anything yet. So I can get to automatically update the these apps by reading a product as it goes out. It's the ability to automate the apps by actually picking up other people's tweets and emails and putting them in, into this beautiful complex app space is just there. So it's so there is a reason that I'm promoting it, but the at this sort of very high level, it just doesn't make sense to engage really closely with negative people. It just to just keep them incubating in a negative space, let them stew in their own negativeness at a distance, while just quietly increase the skills. So what we're aiming for is in some months, when it's returned, that there's a podcast and all this work for each and every lesson, and basically all the leakages, the points that you could be got at, are sealed up. And then if I can still be knocked out, well, you know, I feel a bit like a crusader who's actually got on my Viking boat, gone through the Orkneys, gone through, raided a few villages, made my way all the way back, and I've sort of pillaged my entire way. And if I finally get slain outside the, it's not that I look horrible thing, but gates of Jerusalem, yeah, well, it's a crusade on a night. That's what you do. And so I'll push along, and who knows, opportunities may open, but they can't open if you're not there. You can't get the opportunities if you haven't actually fought your way. Now, if I can say this is the joy, this is my final hill going up, and before my heart operation with the bypass, I used to suffer fairly severe pain going up this hill in the chest. And you know what? I just kept on having that severe pain and pushing along. It's amazing. It's a crazy thought, because I think just that people, yeah, it's amazing. I'm walking up this, no pain whatsoever. And it wasn't severe pain, but it was a definite pain going up, and obviously I'd be totally breathless. Now this is only a moderate hill going up, going home. But yeah, it's hard for me to actually reconstruct that. The same thing in terms of I can't be defeated by the pain. I've got to push through. And of course, that was pointless because I needed an operation, but it meant that after it, I was in a better condition to push forward, and then just absolutely pushing forward the whole time. And yeah, bring it on. Let's see what I can get done, and see if I can actually she was, look, if they can knock out someone who's trying this hard, you know, that says something. They deserve to win. If they can win over this, they're that dreadful. They deserve it. Thanks a lot for listening as I get going home. Bye.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.